got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise to put up a fucking line.
Well, I guess we're going to keep with the theme. I would start by asking Dr. Brad Teague if they're going to play any games at War Memorial anytime soon, but I'm not. Welcome back to Boulder, Colorado. Justin Akery, Dr. Brad Teague, the athletic director at the University of Central Arkansas, Chris Kane, Matty T holding it down in the Fury Electric studio. Dr. Teague, good to see you. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Justin. I'm well. Very well.
There's an air of anticipation with the Bears taking on the Colorado Buffaloes, and with what we've seen out of FCS football, I talked to Coach Conk the other day, and I said, you know, normally I would say, hey, all the pressure's on them, but I said, now you got to try to keep up with the rest of the FCS after what happened last week.
Yeah, that's a great point. 22 of the 30 games were won by FBS, which means 8 were won by FCS, which does put pressure on us because we were one of those games that was mentioned before the season started,
right,
of a possibility of beating a major BCS program. Of course, they were 1-11 last year. They have a new coach who is a good coach and a friend, Mike McIntyre, and has turned programs around before, San Jose State being his previous one, and they looked a lot better Sunday night when I watched them against, yeah, Colorado State. So, I think that we have a very, very talented team, and I think that we're going to perform very well. So I still think we have a great shot to win out here.
And this is something that's going to continue, and we've had some fun, you know, trips and certainly some close games, Hawaii, Ole Miss, a couple of games down at La Tech, and you get an FBS win over Western Kentucky a couple of years ago. And going forward, there are more games to come, and, you know, for a fan base, again, you know, the ultimate goal is to win a conference title and compete for a championship as in the national perspective as we expect them to this year. But these games are fun. I mean, these are exciting games, and it certainly brings a lot of attention.
You know, I think it's great for our student-athletes. They want to play in big venues and against teams that have had national recognition, and certainly Colorado hadn't been that team in the past 5 years, but previous to that, certainly they have been a strong program, and they expect to get back to that top of the mountain, so to speak. Here we are around the mountains,
right,
and it is a beautiful setting. But for our student-athletes, I think it's great for us to play one game a year. Certainly helps our pocketbook and then gives us some more exposure and further enhances our image as a great Division I program.
Well, certainly a lot of excitement on campus. Very impressive win over a school that's, you know, still trying to figure it out. We'll become a full conference member next year, Incarnate Word. The new member's not welcomed very nicely. Houston Baptist got it even worse by Sam Houston last week, and I think it was 74-0. But anyway, it is an evolving process from a conference standpoint, but, you know, a lot of great teams. Another one that, you know, scored big last weekend, McNeese State on the road and pounding South Florida. But this is a very good conference from a football standpoint. And, you know, I guess the hope is every year to send a couple of teams to the playoffs.
Certainly we want to do that. And now that there's been some defections, I guess, from the FCS to the FBS and some strong conferences, namely the Colonial and then the Southern, They are not as strong anymore, and then that further elevates our conference status. And I think we are now seen as a top three conference in the FCS. We are getting two teams in the playoffs at least. I think we can look for three in the future. We've gone from, as ADs and as presidents, we've decided to go from a 7-game conference schedule to a 9-game conference schedule because we have more teams now. We've added more teams, and we can do that. Which we think will further strengthen our opportunity for getting more teams in the playoffs, that we're playing each other, we're stronger, we have more teams with more wins, hopefully, within the Division I FCS, and then we have opportunities for more at-large schools into our playoff system. And I think we will be an upper echelon conference program.
Every year there's something exciting to talk about on campus, whether it's a new weight room or, you know, the Stripes, which the Bears, by the way, are still undefeated on the Stripes. I don't know if anybody noticed or not, but tough place to play without a doubt. Some pretty miraculous things happened in there last year. This year, the Adidas contract was big news in the preseason. And this is I don't know if this is the first time it's happened, but it's the first time I remember it being a campus-wide thing where you've got all the athletic programs on one page as far as apparel goes.
That's true, Justin. And we're happy that we are a sole source program now, and I think it further again elevates our image and our status in Division I, and that's part of the process, you know, rebranding our image and our logos a few years ago to the Stripes, trying to get some national recognition and attention, and then this is just another step. And Adidas is the first time we've had a single sole source provider of apparel. I think it's been great for us. We've gotten some national recognition. It's been good for the pocketbook as well. I mean, they've done a nice job and given us some great deals. So we're very happy in Adidas, and it looks good on our teams, and our sports are happy about it.
Yeah, really like the helmets are the biggest, I think, difference as far as what fans will notice with the I don't know what you call it, the graphite, slate, whatever that gray is.
I think they call it matte gray.
Matte gray.
Right.
Matt Travis Gray in honor of our producer, Matty T.
Right. Or we could call it Chris Gray.
Chris Gray.
I like that. I like that a lot. I think you should go with that.
Sugarcane Gray.
Cane. Yeah.
Sugarcane Gray.
Good.
It's got a great ring to it.
It does. Chris, you have a question for Dr. Teague?
Yeah. Dr. Teague, you were just talking about some of these FCS programs having success against the FBS schools, especially in the opening weekend last weekend. Now, as an athletic director, whenever you go and talk to these other programs about playing UCA, especially a school like UCA now, which has really risen in the FCS ranks, does it make it more difficult to find some big programs or some programs at the FBS level to play or that are willing to play you guys?
Absolutely, Chris, and that's a great question. And that's kind of the double-edged sword. You know, we want to play these games. We need the infusion of funding for our budget. But if you beat a team, they're not going to play you again. And North Dakota State is probably not going to be able to play many more FBS programs because they've won, I think, what did I read, 7 of 10?
Yeah, they need to quit that.
They've won 7 of 10 since they've moved to Division I, which is pretty incredible. And again, they're just a couple of years ahead of us in the transition. So we like to say we're a very successful, newly anointed Division I program. And I think we are probably the second best Division I newly anointed program outside of North Dakota State because they've won the last two national championships. Then you look at McNeese, who goes to South Florida and wins big. Well, our next home game is against McNeese. Going to be a very big game, and they were picked fourth in our conference this year. We were picked second. They were picked fourth. It's a strong conference, absolutely. And then they play Northern Iowa at Northern Iowa the week before we do on at our place, and that's going to be a tough road for them because
Northern Iowa's pretty good.
Yeah, they beat. sorry, Justin, they beat another.
Yeah,
Iowa
they're
team.
Okay, I guess.
Why don't you just kick me while I'm down? That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Sorry.
This team is exciting, and this is a team that you know. Again, we were talking about it last night. This is the year where you've got to contend for a championship. You're fifth in the country now after the win last week. You're again a real opportunity this week. But you've got one of the best quarterbacks in the country. You definitely have one of the best defenses in the country. You got all the pieces of the puzzle. You got a very solid kicker. You got an All-American JUCO, All-American punter. I mean, you got all the pieces of the puzzle in place.
Yeah, Justin, you really do, but it's still intimidating because you can't lose many.
No, that's right.
You know, you lose two games in conference, and all of a sudden you're hoping that you can get an at-large bid. Yeah. So, and then when you're talking about playing Sam Houston, playing McNeese, playing Stephen F. Austin, playing Southeastern Louisiana, fortunately, though, all four of those are at Conway this year on the stripes. So that helps.
Again,
but, you know, it's just tough. You can't say you're going to win every one of those games. It's going to be a tough prospect.
I can say it, but I don't have to actually win them, so my job's easy.
Well, say it.
As you know, we're going to win them all.
You got to sit next to Sully, though. That's your job.
That's true.
Keep him under control.
Hey, Matt, we need to play that montage for Dr. Teague. I know he's actually heard it because I sent it to him, but maybe we could play it on the air of Sully's calls from last week. And, by the way, a name you might want to keep in mind, Jatavius Wilson. Young man goes three touchdowns, and as you pointed out last night, it could have been probably twice that many.
Could have been more,
He's pretty impressive. So some good stars for the Bears, and I'm also worried about Jonathan Woodard. We got to do something to keep that kid in school 4 years because I don't remember ever seeing an athlete that could leave early. But he is a guy that you could say, after his junior year, he might have the skill set to go to the NFL.
That's true, and good for him if he does.
Amen.
Absolutely, and it just further enhances our program. He is a talented young man. He's a sophomore. He's very tall, very big, very fast, and that helps in football.
There's been a lot of talk about War Memorial today, and what's going to happen with the. One of the other schools in the state and playing there, and there have been other schools that have played there. You guys have played there in the past with UAPB. I know there's upside and downside probably to every situation like that. Is there any talk? Is there any plan? An in-state game? Is there any conversation?
You know, the in-state game that we would play there would be Arkansas State. I think that would be the game we would want to play there. The issue is trying to schedule that in both of our schedules, Arkansas State and UCA. And if our goal is to play one major FBS program a year, then that means we're not going to also play Arkansas State. We're not going to play two, especially since we have 9 conference games now and an 11-game season. You just don't have the opportunity. So fitting the date, fitting the time to play them, if we need a major guarantee and we decide, no, let's play Arkansas State at War Memorial, then we need to get close to matching that same amount of revenue. And, you know, I don't know if we can do that.
I will assume if Arkansas calls, you would meet them in War Memorial.
They're not going to call.
Okay. Anything else we want to hit on in the fall? Of course, you got a very successful volleyball program. I think people have, you know, been made aware of that. In fact, last year we were watching them in the NCAA tournament.
That's right.
And of course, you send the baseball team to the NCAA tournament. Had a great year athletically overall.
It was the best year ever in the history of UCA, not just Division I, but in the whole history. And if you look at all of our sports, I mean, think about this. Of the 9 team sports that we sponsor, 7 set some kind of win record last year. 7 of those 9. And then one of those was football that did not set a win record, and they went to the playoffs. You know, they tied their conference win record but did not set an overall win record. So it was a very successful year. Certainly volleyball went to the playoffs last year, the NCAA playoffs for the first time ever in our history. And then this year beat number 20 Kansas already, our opening match at a tournament at the University of Arizona. We beat Kansas, the number 20 ranked team. So looks like another great year in volleyball, certainly in baseball. A lot of fun going to Starkville, Mississippi, and playing in that regional, especially since we beat Mississippi State in the regional. We took them to the final game. They beat us in that final game, and then they go on to the finals of the World Series in the NCAA and got beat by UCLA. And what was fun about Mississippi State is they did not lose a non-conference game to anyone last year except UCA. They did not lose a non-conference game last year to anyone except UCA. We beat them 3 times last year until they get to the finals of the World Series, and they lost to UCLA. So what we like to say is you had to have a UCA in your name to beat Mississippi State.
That's a good point. I like that. Well, Dr. Teague, on behalf of Sully, I want to thank you for letting us be part of it. It's been a really fun ride, and we'll keep it rolling. Fifth-ranked Bears taking Colorado on this week.
I'll say this, Justin. You guys are definitely and easily the best broadcast team in the state and in the South.
Go on.
How about that? Okay, I'll say it again. The play-by-play guy is the best.
Hey.
There's no doubt, but then the analyst provides some good.
I set up the equipment.
Yeah.
I make sure the logs run. I don't know what's going on in our headsets right now. Are you guys hearing that back there?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are.
That's
we're standing by.
Speaking of equipment.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and play the montage, and we'll re-cue out here and see if we can get this thing worked out. From Boulder, Colorado. Justin Akery, Dr. Brad Teague, good seeing you. Appreciate it very much. Big win for the Bears in week one, looking for an even bigger win in week two. It would certainly be the biggest win in Division I history for the Bears, and some would argue is the biggest win in school history if they were able to knock off the Buffaloes this weekend. So let's hope that Ralphie runs off the field crying after the win this weekend. But again, 58-7, our opening win. A lot of fun for the Bears this last week, and here's some highlights from the aforementioned Steve Sullivan. See, you'll notice here, I'm good at staying out of his way.
As that towel draped off his belt there, looks to the sideline, now settles in on 3rd and 2. Turns, gives to Beasley, has a hole across the 10, darts to the 5, down to the 2. Did he get in? Touchdown, UCA! Bears have it 1st and 10 at the 17-yard line. Pistol formation. Beasley set behind Winrich Smothers on 1st and 10. High snap. Smothers gets it. Gives it to Beasley. Trying to turn the corner. 15 gets a block. 10. 5. Touchdown, UCA. He was untouched. Blake Beasley with 2 touchdowns here in the first quarter. Bears leading 16-0, looking to add to that lead. Smothers straight back to throw. Looks, fires over the middle. Touchdown, UCA. It's the little man, Jatavius Wilson, with his first touchdown as a UCA Bear. Walk like a champion, talk
like a champion. Guys, we have some distinguished guests in the stadium tonight. Just spotted Governor Beebe making his way down the sidelines.
Speak of the devil. Governor
How about
Mike
that?
Beebe
sporting that UCA purple.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
How's
you
your
too.
Play-by-play ability?
It's not near as good as either one of y'all.
Why don't you make a try at this? I'll give you the players here. You got Winrich Smothers at quarterback.
I know Smothers. Smothers number 4. Smothers got a great arm, great legs.
Danzel Williams, a transfer from Oklahoma, as a tailback.
All right, here we go. Smothers under center. Hand off to tailback. Tailback up the middle. He's in the end zone. Touchdown.
UCA.
Way to go, Bears.
There you go.
Wilcox has done a tremendous job punting the football under incredible pressure. The Bears have been so close to blocking a kick. Snap is back in good shape. Here comes the pressure. They got that one. It's bouncing in the end zone. Are they going to cover it? Touchdown, UCA. 2nd and goal from the 3-yard line. 37-0. Howard gives to Williams. Left side, breaks the tackle, gets into the end zone. Touchdown, UCA. Danzel Williams, the transfer from Oklahoma, makes it a 43-0 game.
I think the expectations of how our players want this year to go are even higher. When we flew out of Georgia last year in December, we felt like we left some meat on the bone. So I think that's driven this team, and they want to really make history. You know, they want to do some things that maybe no team before them has done.
Taylor Reed rolling left, fires sidelines. The little man Wilson at the 25, sprints up the sideline like a jet and just rolls into the end zone. 36 yards for the score. Wow. Heads up field, 10, 15, middle of the field, 20, stops. He's going again, 25, 35, open field, one man to beat. Midfield, 45, needs a block, 40, 25, 15, 10. He went all the way for a touchdown. How about that, Jatavius Wilson?
Champion.